Hi, Donnie.
Hi, David. How's it going?
All right. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, it's great to talk with you.
All right. Hey, welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to ask Donnie Burkholz a few questions. Donnie is a Gentoo developer, a member of the Gentoo Council, project lead for the desktop, X, public relations, science, and clustering. Wow, very busy guy, Donnie. And thanks for spending some time with me.
It's my pleasure.
Let's get some history on your progression from a Linux user to a Gentoo developer.
Okay. I started using Gentoo a little more than 5 years ago now. And when I started using it, I heard about how amazing the community was. So I jumped on IRC and started going on the forums and asking questions when I had trouble. And a little bit later on, I started helping other people who had questions. One day, I was trying to get my 3D working, and it was insanely hard. So I decided to write a how-to on the forums to help other people set it up. And that how-to eventually became the official Gentoo guide for setting up 3D. The developer who ended up becoming my mentor, C. Montcolin, noticed what I was doing, and he asked me to help out with one of the X packages, and that's how I trained to become a developer.
How long have you been maintaining X for Gentoo?
Ever since I became a developer in 2003. At first, I just helped Cmont out a little bit, but after a few months, I took over X for myself and left him to do some other things.
The migration to Modular X was a smooth process for me because of your documentation. How did you figure all that out?
I spent a lot of time working on a way to make writing X packages trivial with an E class, back when the only way to get cool eye candy with transparency and everything was using this unreleased code called KDrive. This was way before Modular X became part of Xorg, but there were a few programs split out as an experiment to work with this KDrive. For a long time, I had an overlay with all of this work so that people could get transparency and eye candy going for themselves before it was in Xorg. And when the modularization finally happened, I already had this huge E-class for X packages mostly working, and I just cleaned it up a bit. On the side of the story, there's the documentation to get all the users migrated properly. This documentation is really easy because of all the work I'd spent putting into the E-class and making packages easy. And my whole philosophy is making things just work as much as they possibly could. So giving people a decent set of video drivers and a decent set of input drivers so that X probably just works after you switched over. Most of the FAQs in that doc were problems I hit myself when I was trying to make the switch. And I knew that if something was a problem for me, it would be a huge problem for people who aren't as familiar with X as I am.
Who helps you with maintaining X?
A lot of people have helped over the years, from Cmont, my mentor, to Andrew Bevitt, Brian Stein, Josh Bergen, and many other people. More recently, the modularization let us share maintenance for a few drivers to people who actually own the hardware, which makes it a lot easier to fix bugs. In particular, I'm really happy that other people maintain the binary drivers for NVIDIA and ATI cards, because I'm opposed to proprietary closed-source drivers and the additional work they are to maintain because of their closed-source nature. Right now, nobody is really helping with the X core packages, so I still main most of those, which is about 320 packages. On the bright side, they're all pretty similar because of that E-class, so it's not as bad as it sounds.
What video card do you recommend?
I like ATI or Intel, depending on your needs. Both of them have done a really good job of opening up all their documentation and their drivers in the past couple of years. More recently, ATI. Intel's been doing it for a while and set the standard. If you're a gamer, you probably want ATI instead of Intel because the Intel ones don't perform as well, but they're really nice and cheap and open. Some NVIDIA cards have an engineered driver called Nuvo, but I don't really want to support a company that doesn't support open source.
Yeah, I was on Newegg, and they were talking about that they interviewed a Nevada person from Nevada, and they said that they weren't going to open up the drivers. That's what the guy said on the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell me about your everyday box.
I recently bought a brand new laptop, and I'm really excited about it. It's a ThinkPad T61, and it's got a dual-core Kenrin processors in it and 4 gigs of memory, so it can compile off. It's a lot faster than the iBook I used to have, which finally died months ago.
What is your home network like?
It used to be pretty fast, but it's getting a lot smaller. I'm getting rid of all my other computers, which is my old dual Athlon, a Pegasus, and Spark, because we're turning our office into a nursery. Now it's just a ThinkPad, an iBook, a PlayStation 3, and a Wii, and I've got those all on a WRT54G router.
Where do you see the Linux desktop heading?
On a big picture level, it's really hard to say. A lot of the developments seem to be about integrating different packages together better and about improving security frameworks to let you store privileges more and only have the minimum privileges you need to complete a task. For example, there's been a lot of work on kernel capabilities so that an SUID program doesn't need all the root privileges, or on stuff like PolicyKit for things like running individual desktop programs as root, and also recently a bunch of work on SE Linux got integrated into X. There's definitely been a lot of work to integrate the web into the desktop as well, with things like Prism from Mozilla letting you run a web app like a regular desktop program. You can just install Prism as a Firefox 3 extension and pretty much runs any website just like a program does. One exciting new feature in X is multi-pointer support, which is going to get merged into the main development branch in a week or so to show up in Xorg Server 1.6. With that, you can do really crazy things with multiple mice, like stretching windows in two different directions at the same time, or like rotating a cube in 3D space by holding a couple of different corners of it. Another idea, which has been sort of ongoing for years now but not that popular, is these diskless terminals. It seems like a lot of the hype about the year of the Linux desktop keeps not changing much, and people keep saying it's going to take over. It's kind of the same way with diskless terminals. And they're still there, they've been around for a while, and people are still working on them, but nobody's really sure where it's going to go. I've been working on a program called LTSP, the Linux Terminal Server Project, and one really cool thing about this is it really integrates into the distro as well, and another person and I are working on getting it integrated into Gentoo.
How many hats do you wear as a Gentoo developer, and tell me about them?
At the beginning, you mentioned a few of them, and it's just way too many. I'm really kind of over-obligated in Gentoo, and it's hard to stuff up so you spend enough time working on everything. Right now, as you mentioned, I'm a council member. I'm the lead of the PR team, the desktop lead, the clustering lead. I maintain X. I work on the science team, and I also maintain about 50 other packages. The council exists so that we can make decisions on issues that multiple projects are affected by and that the projects can't manage to resolve on their own. But the more time I spend in Gentoo, the more I realize that it's the individual developers who really drive most of our innovations. They don't happen because the council makes a decision. They happen because a developer, or a few of them, think that it sounds like a cool idea and make it happen. Some people say that Gentoo isn't really moving forward, and it's because the council isn't making it move forward, but I really think that's an excuse. Gentoo is a bazaar, and anybody can make a difference. Another of mine is leading our PR team. Our homepage was pretty much dead for months before I took over, and I'm doing what little I can to make it a place where people go for news about Gentoo instead of just a static repository. There's two big problems I'm trying to fix. One is that it's too hard for people to figure out how to get involved. There's no place on the homepage that says, if you want to help out, here's how you do it. I really think that hurts us, because it raises the barrier to get involved, and every time you raise the barrier, you lose more potential contributors. The second problem is related, and it's that it's too hard for people to figure out what's going on in Gentoo. If the homepage doesn't change, people think Gentoo's dead, but that's not the case. We've still got a planet, people are blogging on there, and if you really want to see Gentoo changing, we have a mailing list where all the commits go. I just deleted more than 1,000 commits from that mailbox to give you a sense of how busy things are. I've also been the desktop project lead for a while, but it means a little bit less now than it used to. Back before the council, a group of managers were in charge of Gentoo, and the desktop project lead is one of them. Nowadays, I just do what little I can to help people working on desktop-related projects work together and stay organized. And occasionally, I resolve some conflicts and try and help people work together better. If anybody has ideas about what more I could do as a desktop lead, please get in touch.
Tell us about your mentoring project for the Google Summer of Code.
This is a really cool project, and a lot of people have a bunch of computers sitting around at home doing nothing. And this whole idea is to let you turn those computers into a cluster more easily and bring high-performance computing to everyone. HPC clusters have historically been really painful to set up, so painful people make special distributions just to give you a pre-configured cluster. What Eric, the student on this project, is going to do is make it easy to install and configure a Gentoo cluster and automatically configure computing nodes to add to it.
Your previous nick was Spideros. How did you come up with that?
Well, that's a good question. I think I'd been up almost about 5 in the morning one night, and I was thinking, trying to think of some kind of name that wasn't taken on AOL. And I like skiing, and Spider makes a really popular ski gear. So finally I ended up typing that in, and it wasn't taken, and it was mine for a few years. But a couple of years ago I decided it's really strange when people meet you in person and call you Spideress, and that just kind of got a little too weird to me, so I decided to change it to my real name.
Is there anything that you would like to add to this interview?
Yeah, just one last thing. Making Gentoo great is my biggest goal right now. And greatness is a process. It's not a place. So you can't get somewhere and say you're great. You always have to keep striving for it. For a while, we've been content to stick with the status quo instead of striving for greatness. But we have to change that and to always improve Gentoo.
All right, Donnie. I see a lot of positive things happen in Gentoo. I hang around the IRC and on the forums and everything, and everybody's always been real helpful to me, and the developers included. So it's a real nice community, and I want to thank you for the interview.
All right. Thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.